This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl,
Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Raiders offense is at a crossroads, and Luke Getsy is stepping in as the architect of the future. What does this mean for the team? From the Packers to the Bears and now to the Raiders, Luke Getsy's journey has been nothing short of fascinating. Let's unpack his vision for the Las Vegas Raiders. Welcome back to Silver and Black Today, an Odyssey Sports original podcast covering your Las Vegas Raiders. Scott Gilbranson back after a week off, yes, but my partner Mo Moten, well, he's off for a few more days, so he'll be back for Thursday's show. Today, what are we going to do? We're going to get into the Luke Getsy hire, first with my take on kind of what we heard from his press conference late last week. And then in the next segment, Levi Edwards, the gifted writer for Raiders.com, will join us to get an inside look at how all this change on Raiders Way is impacting the team and the organization. So we have a packed show for you today. Yes, we're off for a week, but we're coming right back at you. And do us a favor, make sure you subscribe wherever you get your audio, wherever you get your podcast, tune in, and make sure you turn on the auto download. And don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel, hit the notifications bell, and hit that thumbs up for us. If you're in the chat, good to see you back there. We love doing that. The Las Vegas Raiders, a team, of course, with a storied history and a passionate fan base, the Raider Nation, are at a pivotal juncture. The introduction of Luke Getsy as the new offensive coordinator last week marks a significant shift in their approach to the game. With a rich background that includes successful spells with the Green Bay Packers and, of course, the Chicago Bears, Getsy's innovative offensive strategy and his ability to develop players have caught the eye of the NFL world, which is why Antonio Pierce hired him as the offensive coordinator in Las Vegas. The focus now turns to the quarterback, Aiden O'Connell. Remember the Raiders' promising young quarterback, O'Connell, who stepped up last season amidst the team turmoil, has shown flashes of brilliance that Raider fans haven't seen in a long time, yet Getsy's first task will be to harness this raw talent and mold into something consistent. But is O'Connell the long-term answer? I say no. He's a good developmental player, a solid backup, but not the dynamic starter I believe the Raiders need. Nothing against O'Connell, but it's just not about him. The Raiders' offense as a whole stands on the cusp, I think, of really transformation. Getsy's philosophy of playing to his roster strength, from what he told us at the press conference, will likely see other key players being utilized in more dynamic and impactful ways, i.e. Trey Tucker. This could mean a shift in playing style with an emphasis on versatility and adaptability, characteristics that have defined Getsy's coaching's ethos. We still don't know the future of Josh Jacobs, this team's best offensive weapon over the past handful of years. Will they re-sign him? Will he leave and test free agency? What's his worth entering his sixth season when running backs traditionally fall off a cliff performance-wise? That will be part of what Getsy and his new boss, Antonio Pierce, we'll have to decide and have to figure out. It's just going to have to be. With the upcoming draft, the Raiders are positioned to further bolster their offense, right? Holding the number 13th pick overall, the team has a golden opportunity to select a player there or above that who can make an immediate impact. We continue to hear from Pierce and the Raiders. They could be aggressive in pursuing a quarterback in the draft. We heard this in various interviews, meaning they could move up. Given Getsy's history and the current composition of the Raiders roster, it's plausible they might lean towards a dynamic offensive weapon, i.e. a quarterback, or perhaps reinforce their line to give O'Connell and whomever they bring in at quarterback better protection. The draft class is rich with talent, and Getsy's insight will be invaluable to making this critical decision. If you look at his history, what sets Getsy apart is his ability to innovate and adapt. His tenure with the Packers and Bears showcased an offensive mind that was not only creative, but also pragmatic. Expect Getsy to bring in a fresh perspective to the Raiders, one that's smart, efficient football, right? So not gambling football, but efficient. The success of this approach will hinge on how well the players buy into the vision, of course, and execute it on the field. I can't underscore enough, though, how much this team needs to commit to a quarterback, and they need to do so through the draft. Doesn't mean they don't bring in a veteran to compete, but I do think they need to do that through the draft. These calls for expensive veterans like Russell Wilson or Kirk Cousins are misguided. It doesn't matter how many first-round quarterbacks don't pan out. When you have a chance to take what could be a game-changing quarterback, you have to take the risks. Taking that risk is far better than taking a risk on a veteran, no matter who they are. Are the Raiders set to be a playoff contender? I believe so, yes. Are they set to be a Super Bowl contender? Not yet. Again, as my friend Mo says, scared money don't make money. Stop chasing names like Russell Wilson and develop your own damn quarterback. That's where the Raiders need to be. We know this much is true. The Raiders' offense is on the brink of a new dawn. With Luke Getsy at the helm, there's a palpable sense of optimism. Yet, as with any significant change, there's a blend of excitement and uncertainty. The wait and see approach is wise, but the foundations for success are being laid today. As Raiders fans, analysts, and the wider NFL community watch closely, the 2024 season could well be the beginning of a memorable chapter in the Raiders' storied history, but it won't be without challenge. Not everything Tom Telesco, Antonio Pierce, and Luke Getsy will be successful. It's just not going to be, folks. There's going to be hits and misses, no question. But I do know this. The Raiders with Getsy need to focus on a game-changing quarterback. Is there a quarterback, or is there a guarantee any quarterback, I should say, in the draft will work out? No. But without committing to a young quarterback of the future, the Raiders are destined to tread water.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
With Getsy at the helm, it's time to let him loose and just give him what he needs, folks, to get the job done. That starts and ends with quarterback. If you disagree, I'm sorry, but you're just wrong. I'm open to discussion, but you need a young quarterback. So it's time to step aside and take our first break now. But I will tell you this again. All these names pop up. People, oh, go get Russell Wilson. Go get Kirk Cousins. Go get Baker Mayfield. Listen, I got no problem with and think the Raiders should bring in a veteran quarterback to compete with O'Connell and whomever they draft. But this idea that you cannot take risk, this idea that the Raiders, well, 60% of quarterbacks in the first round never make it to the front. It doesn't matter. 40% do. You got to take the risk. The Raiders have not, since 2014, have not drafted a quarterback that they attempted to make their franchise quarterback. You got to try it. If it doesn't work out, you move on, you do it again, okay? But this whole idea, well, do this, do that, I just think it's completely short-sighted. It's short-sighted. And if you're looking through a fan lens, I get it, you want to win. But the Raiders are not a Super Bowl team. Again, they're a playoff team, I believe. I don't think anything short of the playoff next year will be a success. But they're not there yet to where you'd say, oh, okay, put Kirk Cousins on this team and they can win a Super Bowl. If they were there, I would understand that approach and get a rookie and you let him sit. i.e. the Chiefs model, right? But you got to do it. And I go back to Mo's statement, scared money don't make money. And you you have to give up too many draft picks. How do you know? You're arguing against yourself when you say that. Well, you don't know. If you draft a quarterback in the first round, they might not pan out. 60% of them don't pan out. And then you're saying, but don't trade up for that quarterback because then you're giving away draft picks. But then you just said that those draft picks don't always work out. It's a circular argument. You just got to take the risk. You got to go with the evaluation you have in-house with your staff, and you got to go for it. And I don't think the Raiders move on and move forward without trying to get that young quarterback. And I think they'll try to move up in the draft. If they don't and they're at 13, take the best guy you can there. It's J.J. McCarthy, who might be gone by then, actually. If it's Bo Nix, whoever it is, whoever they like, doesn't matter who you like, doesn't matter who I like, doesn't matter what the QB draft experts say, it's going to be what Tom Telesco and that staff, Antonio Pierce, what they believe to be the best guy for them. So we'll see. All right, well, coming back after the break, Levi Edwards from Raiders.com is going to be our guest. We're going to ask him about the mood around the Raiders facility. Obviously, with all of the change there, all positive, Antonio Pierce, people are excited. We saw a lot of that during Super Bowl week as he made the rounds and did all his interviews. So we will get from inside there, we'll get Levi's perspective, and we'll also ask him about the Luke Getsy press conference, which he attended, and we'll get caught up on his shoe game. He's a big shoe guy. I am not, but he will get us up to speed on that. You're listening to Silver and Black today, an Odyssey Original Podcast. Don't go anywhere.